morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. Ag leaders are awaiting a White House pick for the new Department of Agriculture post of Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Relations. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says the new USDA post, focused solely on trade and interaction with other government trade agencies, will be key in getting commodity prices out of the tank.
Exports are key. Exports move massive amounts of product, help strengthen prices. So if that's the way we can do it, that's what we want to do.
Salmonson says the White House has not yet sent the Senate a name for the post and says that they could still be reviewing candidates or perhaps waiting to send up a group of undersecretaries for confirmation. But the hope is ag trade will get a USDA advocate soon. Here's USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue at a recent House Ag Appropriations hearing.
This person is going to be closely in line with our U.S. Trade Representative, Mr. Lighthizer. We met for lunch and talked about the cooperation and the collaboration between USDA and the Trade Representative, as well as Secretary Wilbur Ross of Commerce, who's been already actively engaged in ag issues.
Perdue says that producers need a safety net, but really need more trade and better prices. And following up with the corruption investigation going on in Brazil's beef industry, the parent company of JBS SA will pay $3.2 billion in a settlement with Brazil over bribery and corruption charges. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports the fine will be paid over 25 years and is the largest ever in a leniency agreement worldwide. The leniency agreement addresses the involvement of the company in a bribery and corruption scheme with Brazilian politicians revealed by company executives in a plea bargain deal in April. Only the parent company of JBS, the J&F Holding Company, will be responsible for paying the fine, with the first payment expected in December. Earlier this year, Brazil indicted 63 people for their role in a corruption scheme within the nation's Ministry of Agriculture. Suspects in the case were charged with falsifying medical records and certificates, tampering with food products, conspiracy, and corruption. And finally, President Trump announced Thursday that the U.S. will withdraw from the historic Paris Agreement, an accord among 192 nations to combat the impacts of climate change. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said the president's decision rejects science and U.S. leadership in an effort that requires global attention. Johnson says family farmers and ranchers are already enduring consequences of climate change, and projections indicate these effects will worsen without an immediate and significant reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Johnson called the move by Trump shameful, saying the U.S. cannot sustain a viable food system if climate change is left unchecked. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor, and if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.